some things that are important to do when you feel deception or you know you're being told lies, you're telling yourself lies in your head, is to step back from the assumptions and seek the truth. I think what we need in all of our lives, every one of us here need to have somebody in our life who is a reliable truth teller.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today, he continues his series, A Balanced Life. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Had a great weekend. It began in Topeka on Friday night with Mark Schultz. What a great communicator, and so many of you that came out to get a chance to shake your hand, meet you in Topeka. All of our Family Life Radio listeners to 88.1, thank you for a great weekend. And then Father's Day, I hope that you were loved on, dads, like I was. It's always a very special time every year. And even if your dad is gone, like mine's already in heaven, we remember and reflect on the good memories of Dad. You know, we're talking about a balanced life. We're continuing this series on the importance of living a balanced life. And you're going to hear me talk about the need to have a reliable truth teller in your life. You need people, you need someone, and many people, who will just tell you the truth. They love you enough to speak the truth into your life. And we're going to get into that here in just a moment. I'll take you over to the teaching studio, and we'll continue that series. Also, I just want to mention, because June is going, I can't believe how fast June is going by, that coming up this fall, just a few weeks away, we begin the Intentional Love Marriage Conference series again in Michigan, in Midland and Jackson in October 13 and 15, New Mexico and Albuquerque on 27 of October, and then in Arizona in Glendale and Chandler, November 3 and 5. And then Tucson wrapping up on November 10th. And we got an early bird discount deal going on, 25% off. I love that when we can do it. And it's our gift to you when you go ahead and get those tickets today. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on events, okay? All right, back to a balanced life. And one of the reasons I think we have some of the mental illness problems we have today, in very practical terms, is that instead of focusing on truth, we focus on self-deception. I'll give you two examples. I did a conference many years ago in Jackson, Michigan, many, many years ago, after our book Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories came out. I think I've shared the story of the woman because it's so vivid in my mind that she came up to me and we were talking about the power of our childhood memories and how our childhood memories really reveal who we are today. If you give me a memory, it'll say something about who you are today more than it does about who you were 30 or 40 years ago. Because we remember things that are consistent with how we view life today. That's a psychological fact. So she came and she shared this memory. She said, I can remember my parents arguing with each other. And I was a little girl and it made me nervous and upset. I just wanted it to stop. I couldn't deal with the anger and the frustration and the hostility that was going on between my mom and my dad. And I can remember I would get between them, and all I wanted to do was to make things okay. And then she started to weep. I mean, this is a woman 45, 50 years old or whatever. And I said, how does that affect you today? Because I knew immediately when she said that, she was deceiving herself. Somewhere or other, she had to be responsible to make everything okay. She kind of hesitated, then she shared this story. She said, Randy, I got this real problem. She said, when I bake, she said, I love to bake apple pies. And she said, if they're not perfect, if there's any break in the crust, you know, I guess I've, you know, you put the thing around the edge of the pie and so on. But when it gets done, if there's any cracks, she said, I'll throw the whole pie away and start over again because it's not perfect. What is Satan saying to her? You got to be perfect. It was your problem. You had to fix mom and dad's problem. You couldn't make it better. And she's living her life with this self-deception, talking to herself about having to be perfect to be okay. I had a woman just 2 weeks ago. I spoke, and she came up afterwards, and there was a group of people. You know how after you speak, you got a group of people, and you're talking to some, and I didn't notice her right off because there were other people, and finally she got up to me, and she said, "I know I'm not that important, but I have a question." She told the whole story of the self-deception. I'm saying, you know, dear lady, what do you mean you're not important? Because she reads into everything that she saw, you know, if there was someone else, then I must not be that important. And then lives a life that reinforces that lie. And this begins right here. When sin occurred, what Satan was doing, we're going to go into more of this in a moment, but he was playing games with Eve. He was deceiving her, okay? And so we see here that some things that are important to do when you feel deception or you know you're being told lies, you're telling yourself lies in your head, is to step back from the assumptions and seek the truth. I think what we need in all of our lives, every one of us here need to have somebody in our life who is a reliable truth teller. We need somebody. Donna's my truth teller. I mean, you know, Donna, she'll tell me the truth about me and what she sees. And I need that. We all need that. We need it in our marriages. If we're single, we need friends. We need somebody who can just come up to us and say, "Brother, here's the truth." And you accept it. Isn't that biblical? Because otherwise, it's so easy for us to fall into self-deception.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue A Balanced Life. This month only, we'd like to send you The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. When you give a gift of $100 or more, or any amount the Lord lays on your heart, helping you to become a fruitful, intentional parent is our way of saying thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press option number 4. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be right back.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger marriage.
When I started to show my wife love, that's what saved our marriage.
Make a commitment to strengthen your marriage today. Register for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference with Dr. Randy Carlson coming this fall to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Sign up today and save big with Dr. Randy's early bird discount. Deadline June 30th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Just before we get back to Dr. Randy's teaching, I wanted to invite you to our website. We have all sorts of free resources to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. You've got the Intentionals, his blog, ebooks, and videos, just to name a few. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Now, as promised, here's Dr. Randy.
And we've got to consider the cost. How many people who live under this cloud of self-deception have never lived up to the potential that God had for them in their life? Because they believe, I've got to make a perfect pie, because I'm not perfect enough, or whatever it may be, that we lie to ourselves. If I had time, I could list out all the scripture that talks about telling yourself the truth, right? And my life verse is Philippians 4:8, whatever's true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, of good report, think on such things. And it begins there, that we begin to tell ourselves the truth, which is very powerful. Now, there's a second thing that happened. Look at the next verse. As we read here in verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate it. She also gave it to her husband, who ate it with her. And look at verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together that they had made for themselves. Here's a second thing. After truth was replaced with self-deception, peace was replaced with shame. And The conference I'm speaking at this weekend is called Hope, Not Shame. And I could have easily have said here, not only was peace replaced with shame, but our mission and ministry is to offer hope. I could have easily said hope was replaced with shame. And the moment before, you had Adam and Eve hope-filled. The very next moment, they were shame-filled. Shame is an interesting word. We all kind of know what guilt is. Guilt is when we feel like we know we've done something wrong. In other words, our behavior. We feel guilty about something we said. Shame is something deeper. Shame is a painful feeling about ourselves. It goes down deep inside of us. I mean, we should feel guilt. I mean, I think guilt's a really positive thing. If I do something stupid, I should feel guilty about it. And as a result of feeling guilty, I should do something positive to fix it, right? But shame kind of consumes us. I'm shameful. And we see with Adam and Eve here, even in this verse, that they thought they could hide from God with a few fig leaves. I think that shame robs us of joy. It really does. Satan knew what he was doing. He knew what he was going after. So I would encourage you, if shame is an issue in your life, that you really examine your thoughts. What's the source of that shame? Where is it coming from? Some is from our childhood experiences. Okay. What's interesting is you can have two or three kids in the same family who come out and they deal with whatever experiences they had in different ways. So some of it's kind of our personality and how we're wired and our interaction, but some of us are still living with the shame that we felt from our childhood. We didn't feel that we measured up. We didn't feel that we were good enough. And as a result of that shame, it holds us back. And I'm going to talk in a little bit about emotions, about what do we do with our emotions and how it impacts our mental health, but I'll hold that thought for just a few moments. Because there's a third thing that happened. So we see that truth was replaced with self-deception. We see here that peace or hope was replaced with shame. But then look at what happened in verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees. Isn't that interesting? So, first of all, there's deception, then there's shame, and then the third thing that we see happen is that their vulnerability, the fact that they could walk in the cool of the garden in nakedness, not feeling any shame, and be with God. Now they think they're going to hide from God. Then what happens is vulnerability is replaced with survival. This is an interesting thought. I started thinking about survival. We relish survival. We even have a TV show called Survival, don't we? There's something about surviving. There's a whole survivalist movement in this country. I looked up online, over 3.7 million people are survivalists. Billions of dollars, they report, being spent on survival type of things. There are doomsday resorts being built now. There's one outside of Dallas I read about for over $500,000. If something happened, you can go there and be in a doomsday vault with other people who are going to want to survive. There's something inherent in us that we want to survive, right? Physically, we understand that. That's just part of the way God wired us. But there's something about us in our relationships that we want to survive as well. And when we do that, there's a wall that can go up in our relationships, which creates a huge problem. You know, the scripture says, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is so contrary to anything that we have in our culture. Can you imagine somebody preaching that today? To die is gain? And the whole scripture, everything that Jesus taught was about dying to ourselves. That's why what we believe is so contrary to what our culture teaches. And frankly, it's one of the problems we have as Christians because we don't really accept that. We don't want to die to ourselves. It's totally contrary to anything that resonates in my life. Do you get up in the morning and say, I want to die to myself? I mean, come on, let's just be honest. We intellectually say that because we know the scripture, but truly surrendering and dying to ourselves, not thinking physically, but really what the Bible's teaching us is that we don't have to survive. Our lives is not about survival. Our lives are really about service. Yeah, that's true. That can be expanded on and will be as we continue this series on a balanced life. Hey, maybe you're new to intentional living. What is intentional living? The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:10 that we are to understand, to figure out what pleases Christ. And that's not terribly difficult. It's not hidden. Read Scripture. And if you're a believer, just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. But the Scripture says to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Why? Because He gets the glory. That's ultimately why we're here. But you know what? We get the benefit. And you know if you're a follower of Christ and you're living intentionally for Him, and not with perfection and, you know, hyper perfectionism type of thing, but just living with joy every day, what God gives you, you understand that you benefit through that process. That's why this mission and message is so vital and why we do this every day. And so here we are in the middle of June, getting ready to move into a full-blown summer ahead. And I hear from our team here that we've had a shortfall in donations over the last couple of months, and that's a concern. And we just want to come and honestly share with you the need to catch up right now. And I want to say thanks to our members who could share an extra gift right now, or perhaps you would share a first-time gift with us. If you could share a gift of $100 or more right now to the Intentional Living Center during this time of urgent need to help us eliminate this donation shortfall, or any amount that God lays on your heart, I'd like to send you our new parenting resource, The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting, our gift to you. Give today. Go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thank you. All right, let's go to our caller. Michelle's been patient on the line there. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's out of balance for you guys?
Well, for us, I believe that it's our, well, no, I don't believe, but I know it's our marriage. Hmm. Since I got cancer last year, I mean, I'm in full remission now, thank the Lord, but since I had cancer, we haven't had any type of sexual intimacy like for the last 3 months, and every time we try to have that sexual intimacy, something always happens. And for us, before the cancer, we were doing very well with intimacy, and we know that it's important, you know, that God teaches in His Word about spiritual, emotional, and sexual intimacy in a marriage, but we're missing that, and it's totally out of balance. And you know, it's sad. It makes me very sad.
Well, what's getting in the way, Michelle? Is it unresolved issues from what you've been through?
I don't know. We talk so often. We're good friends. I think there might be fear there. I believe the enemy is probably using that fear. What happens if we are engaging and nothing happens? It's scary for me because, he'll lean over to kiss me, and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm scared most of the time, because I feel less than a woman due to the cancer and having to have a full hysterectomy at age 31. So, mm-hmm. You know, I can't give him any more children. I mean, we have a beautiful daughter. We're getting ready to adopt a little guy, but it's, I don't know. And even he hesitates at times. So I'm not quite sure. Do you have any scripture that can assist us or help us or encourage us to be intentional with sexual intimacy?
Well, you've certainly referenced the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that this is a biblical for couples to have an active sexual relationship in marriage, but you've got some real practical issues you're facing. You've been through cancer, you've been through a hysterectomy, Your husband has gone through the emotional part of this. You've gone through the physical and emotional part of this. You can't go through a trauma in your life without every area being affected. And especially in something like what you have been through, the fear of cancer, the fear of surgery, the fear, as you put it, of now what? Am I less of a woman as a result of this? And you don't know what kinds of things your husband has been experiencing and feeling. And when life comes along and you're a young couple here, Michelle, you're in your early 30s, it isn't what you expected. It's not what you anticipated. It's not what you prepared for. It just is here. And I'll tell you what I would really encourage the two of you to do is to take the honesty and openness that you've shared with me and to every listener in the country to Intentional Living today, and for you and your husband to sit down together, perhaps with your doctor or with a counselor or someone, to be able to just put it on the table and talk about how you're feeling and what you're fearful of, and getting the facts. Maybe there's some facts that you need, some physical information that'll help you in knowing are there issues or concerns that are legitimate as far as sexual relationship and marriage now, as far as the emotional part, as far as the spiritual part. You know, let me tell you, from a scriptural standpoint, Michelle, Satan loves to find any opportunity he can to separate couples in marriage. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about raising kids. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about a goal or a career decision. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about sex in marriage. He'll do that when there's the kind of thing that you're facing. He'll take every advantage of whatever he can to worm his way in between two people in marriage. Now, Michelle, as I understand it, this wasn't something that was a problem relationally and otherwise before this cancer.
No, it was actually wonderful. I mean, we had such a healthy sexual relationship.
But beyond that, you had
one another.
But a good relationship emotionally, spiritually, just a good relationship?
Not in the beginning, no. We went through the National Association of Marriage Enhancement because we got married very young. Mm-hmm. And we went through like about a year of counseling, and we did wonderfully. We learned that we needed to talk and communicate with each other. We knew in the beginning that the enemy wanted to split us apart, but I mean, we are still committed and still upholding that covenant that we made, not only with each mm-hmm. other, but with our Lord. So, I mean, we are
That's
committed
good.
To each other no matter what happens.
Well, Michelle, I would encourage you to see the sexual part of your marriage more as a symptomatic of maybe some other things that are going on in terms of some either unresolved issues or some old things that are coming back up in feelings and thoughts. And use this as an opportunity, like you would any symptom, to say, hey, we got to get to the cause. We got to get to the root of this. And you do that through prayer. You do that by just honesty. You do that, I think, in getting counseling. There's wisdom in counselors. There's safety in many counselors. And I think finding someone you both trust, someone who shares your values, someone you can be honest with, and get the proverbial cards on the table face up and just pray this thing through and talk it through, take it a step at a time. But do not, and I appreciate you saying this, do not allow the enemy to use this as a divisive point to drag you guys down. All right? You're better than that, and God is bigger than that.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Let's face it, when you have a child who knows how to press your buttons, kindness may be one of the last things on your mind. And that's why we'd like to send you The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. For the month of June, when you give a gift of $100 or more, or any amount the Lord lays on your heart, you'll get this study guide as our thanks, and you'll learn that kindness will play a vital role in raising your kids. So call now, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. That's 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks.
And you know what? I want to say thank you to those of you who've already been doing this. We've mentioned it starting here at the beginning of the month, and working hard to really catch up and be where we need to be and being very, very intentional. So I want to say thanks to those of you who have responded. And if you haven't, can I challenge you to pick up on what you just heard and give us a call today or during West Coast business hours? Again, 888-888-1717, or go online anytime at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And I thank you for your response and for joining with us and being a part of this mission and ministry of intentional living to make a difference in people's lives. Thank you for doing that.
I'm intending to live this way. I'm intending to say the right things, do the right things.
And trying to seek the life that, God intends for me to live in every way.
I just decided from that day on that I was going to be the best parent I could be. I am trying to be the best single mom as I can and to raise my son to be a godly young man.
I made the intentional choice to basically, you know, live for the Lord.
I figured I'm going to pay this house off as fast as possible. And the Lord has provided awesome stuff.
I began tithing, and my whole world changed, just unbelievably changed.
Talk about intentional decisions I made this year. They were overwhelming, and God was so wonderful, kept me on track.
Thank you for sharing your stories. By the way, we really love hearing your stories. I feel like what was it? Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard and the cupboards were bare. Well, we go and we open the cupboards and they're full because you all are telling us the stories of what God's doing in your life. So feel free to do that today at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. And you can go ahead and share your story with us there. You know, this month of June's been a busy month. We've been talking about our early bird special for upcoming date nights, but really focusing right now on this very urgent need. And in fact, next week, we're going to have a special emphasis on some of our stations. Right now, you can really get plugged in, and I want to thank you for sharing that gift. And we're going to send to you this brand new resource put together here by Intentional Living Team, The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. And it's to be helpful to you. I want to thank Stephen Davis, who worked so hard creating the content and putting this together to encourage you as a mom or dad. It's our gift to you right now. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right, with all that being said, we're going to pull all this together. We're going to continue with more on the topic of a balanced life when we get back together tomorrow. Hope you can be with us. In the meantime, if you have a comment, come and share it with us either on our Facebook/Intentional Living or give us a call at 888-888-1717. We'll see you next time.